It's up and we stuck.
We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had differences. We may have had
What's up? What's up? It's Digital Radio. I'm your host, Giant, aka Andre Marcellus, aka The Lyric. Episode 27. 27. Babies in this right now. Just babies. Got co-host Jimmy on the line. What's good, Jimmy?
Yo, what's happening?
Can't call it. What you got going on?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling.
How was your week?
The week was decent. You know what I'm saying? Can't complain.
Did you get some sun? The weather was pretty,
yeah.
The weather was pretty good towards the end of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the beach, the lakefront, Lake Lanier, anything?
No, nothing yet, man. I'm waiting to see, you know, how this whole pandemic thing go, you know, before I get out there.
I feel you. I ain't do much, just working behind the scenes, trying to get this cooking show together. Folks, I know it's been tough with this COVID-19 thing and all that. It's been tough to just get it scheduled properly and the guests in place. And, you know, I got some really great guests, but these are influential, very busy people. So it's kind of hard to get it scheduled, but just bear with me. I had plans to do it this weekend, but canceled, you know, one of my guests canceled, this, that, and the third. So, but anyway, hope you guys enjoyed you guys' week and the weekend. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's going to be, you know what? Do you think Mother's Day is more popular than Father's Day?
Oh, most definitely. You know, when it's Mother's Day, you know, it's people on the side of the road selling baskets.
Right.
Everybody's having a sale. Father's Day, they got a sale on charcoal.
Right. And maybe a grill. You know,
some tools.
Yeah.
I wonder
why did it get to that? You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about the fathers that are responsible and do the things that they have to do, they still don't receive much accolades on that day.
But I guess it's like when you think of the significance that a mother holds, is not, you know, she holds the baby in the body for 9 months. You know, she go through all the labor pains and things of that nature. You know, daddy, all he did was, you know, plant the seed.
Now don't say that's all he did, because she can't make a baby by herself.
No, I'm saying plant the seed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but hell, ain't that the thing of it all? Because if he didn't plant the seed, it would be no baby and there would be no mom.
But I think that's how society began to look at it. They took it like the man's effort is minimum and the female's effort is, you know, she does a lot.
Well, I think that's BS. I think that's BS how society look at it that way, because at the end of the day, okay, let's look at it like this. Since you say society look at it like that, like the mom, this, that, and the third. Okay, I get all of that. Now, so why, if that's the case, why do you chase down that man for the child support then?
You chase him down for the child support because he played a part in
Exactly. So why don't he get treated? He need to get treated better on Father's Day. If you go chase him down for all this stuff and make him be accountable, then at the end of the day, you should respect him when he does be accountable. That's my thing. If he's being accountable, then he should get the same respect that mothers get on Mother's Day. He should get that same type of energy. Folks, we just went left for a second. We're going to get back to the show. All right. But we probably will be here to do some type of Mother's Day show tomorrow and talk about that and, you know, just kick it a little bit on that. But the showrunner on the screen is Kevin Samuels versus Dr. Umar John. Now, I'm pretty sure most of you have seen the somewhat of an exchange. Dr. Umar never mentioned his name, but basically he spoke out against quite a few content creators who, in his opinion, are bashing Black women. Now, I don't know what other content creators he's talking about, but I do know Kevin Samuels does a show where he's speaking to majority of Black women. Right. So Kevin Samuels clapped back to a certain degree with, you know, kind of like, you know, kind of like on the sly. So in your opinion, Jimmy, does Kevin Samuels bash women, you think?
I've seen a few of his interviews and stuff like that, and he speaks kind of harsh to the females that he speaks to. I will say that it's a form of disrespect, you know, the
you
way
think it's a form? Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Somewhat of the way that he speaks to a lot of the females.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as far as that goes, I feel like, you know, because, you know, like just for a second, take yourself and place that, you know, if he was speaking to your mother, your daughter, sister, auntie, whatever, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The way that he speaks to them is in a form of disrespect. You can tell them whatever you got to tell them, but not disrespectfully. More tasteful, you know.
Okay, what do you think he said disrespectful? Give me an example of something that he said that's disrespectful.
The few, because like I said, I haven't seen many of them, but mm-hmm. I've seen one when I believe he was talking to a lady that was a bit obese, and mm-hmm. you know, he was kind of body shaming her.
Mm-hmm.
Another clip I seen, he was talking to a woman who, you know, he's like, nobody wants a such and such baby mama.
Right.
You know, okay.
So okay, let me say this. Okay, so you say you feel like he body shames women and this, that, and the third, right?
In a degree, in some degree, yes.
Okay, in my opinion, I think that, it's a couple different ways I have to do this. First of all, they come on his platform. He don't make them come.
Correct.
Okay, now, two, he deals with majority of speaking on high value men, right?
Yeah.
So when he's speaking on high value men, he's speaking of the men that are well over $100,000 a year. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I think if you looked at it from the aspect of like you know, like how you said it, you ain't seen many episodes or this, that, and the third of the show. But in reality, what I think he's really doing, I think sometimes he gets a little crazy, but for the most part, he's telling them the truth for what they're asking for.
Okay.
So when you speak of a high value man, he's saying that high value man doesn't have to settle for you being overweight. He doesn't have to settle if you're not, if you're a six. He don't have to settle for that.
Right.
So he, but his delivery basically is saying, like, I'm just giving it to you straight based off the fact they're coming to his platform for the answers. Some of them come on there and say, how do you rate me?
Mm-hmm.
And they be looking crazy.
Right.
And that's the first, thing they want to know. How do you rate me? And then you have.
I heard a little bit about the back and forth that Dr. Umar and Kevin Samuels is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like he said they go on there for validation. Dr. Yeah. Umar said they go on there for validation. So, absolutely. You know, they go in there seeking the opinion of a black male who, I guess in a sense, think for the majority, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you got some black male who are successful and figure that love is blind, and you don't have to be a nine, a dime, or anything, you know, above a seven.
Exactly. And there are some, but just like you said, he's speaking for the majority. See what I'm saying? He's not speaking for them, for the 10% or 5% of men that just don't care. But what is true is, I have you ever seen, and really think about this, have you ever seen a wealthy, wealthy man with a woman that wasn't very well put together, be it an 8, 9, 10, and in shape? Have you ever seen this particular man with a woman that has been overweight?
Right.
No. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't. But a lot of that is not televised. You know.
Come on, man. We can only talk about what we see.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's the issue, I feel. The issue at hand is a lot of it is not televised when those, you know, 8% or whatever the case,
mm-hmm.
has a woman that might be obese or might be from the hood or whatever.
Right.
You know, they're more so behind the scenes. Nobody, you know, paparazzi is not seeking after those type. They want to show everybody with the trophy wives and, you know, dimes and so on and so forth.
Okay, so let me be clear on, let me get a good understanding on your position. So you're basically saying that Kevin Samuels is wrong for what he's telling them.
I mean, in ways I agree with him and in ways I don't. You know, I mean, I feel that in some situations he might be right. Mm-hmm. And again, he's right for the majority.
Mm-hmm.
But though that small percentage that doesn't think that way, he's not right. So, right. It's like, what would you call it? A 50-50, glass half full, glass half empty.
Right. Well, let me just be totally honest.
Mm-hmm.
And this might not sound good, folks, but we live in a society where nobody even cares about the 5 or 10%. Nobody even cares. They don't even really exist in the way society thinks. This ain't what I'm saying, but this is how society looks at it. They really don't. That group is overlooked on many levels. So if we just speaking from a overall view and saying, okay, well, there's somebody for everybody, which is true. But it still goes back to what he's saying is, if you're coming to me to talk to me about you want a high value man, and he's a life coach, he's a what do they call him? He is a image consultant.
Mm-hmm.
So that's his first take. His first take is looking at the image. So to get your image together for this high value man. So who he's saying this to are those women that are trying to achieve that goal. So in order for them to do that, he has to critique them. See what I'm saying? He has to break that down to put them in that category.
Right.
Make sense? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, I don't think he's doing it wrong. I think his delivery is very harsh, only because no one has ever said it. But people think it every day. If you're a single man and you have the option of a woman well overweight, you don't know her, but what would be your first choice? The woman overweight or the woman not overweight?
And, you know, I'm just, you know, like I said, the mass majority is going.
No,
over.
I'm talking about in your opinion. You.
In my opinion, I would feel like, okay, maybe I can go after the woman that's not overweight, but what if her attitude is shitty?
Right, but you don't know that.
Right.
So all you have in any relationship, when you're just meeting a person and things are just beginning, you can't do nothing but judge it on the physical. So right. That's what I'm asking you. Are you going to choose?
At first glance, you go after what's more appealing.
Exactly.
And that's you know, more so kind of like, you know, okay, yeah. But then you get there and then figure it's not what it seems then.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes that ends up being the case. But that's but it goes back to the point of that's why when they come on there and they come on there with a kind of a false sense of who they actually are. Now I'm going to take this someplace else. Okay, I watched it a few times. I think I watched the show, and he was talking to this lady, and she was somewhat of a, she was a decent looking lady, but she was a little heavy.
Right.
And her attitude was effed up.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? So now he's telling her, okay, you look cute. You this, that, the third. You look like probably a six or maybe, you know, whatever he said. And she felt like she was a 10.
Mm.
But her attitude, first of all, was horrible.
Right.
Her disposition, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes the 10 out of that. Plus, she was overweight. So he was trying to express to her that, hey, you know, you got to get your attitude together, this, that, and the third. You need to get in the gym because you want this 100,000 plus man, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? So I understand the whole concept. I don't want to sound crazy, folks, like, you know, like I'm on some dumb stuff. But I understand there's somebody for everybody. I get that. But when you're speaking into that vein that he speaks in, he's speaking about a man that does not have to accept anything other than what in his mind is perfection.
Mm.
See what I'm saying? He doesn't have to compromise. So that man is never going to choose if it's a dinner party, black tie party, this, that, and the third, unless that somewhat overweight woman, her disposition and her spirit exudes with positivity, he's not going to choose her.
Mm.
He's going to go straight for that one that looks in shape. She's beautiful. He can see them together, this, that, and the third. She matches his fly. You're not going to just outright pick that person if you're in that range. That's why we have a problem right now with this colorism thing, that every music video you turn on, how do women look?
Oh, yeah.
See what I'm saying? How do they look? They, well, a lot of them ain't even, right, and a lot of them not even, you rarely see a dark-skinned woman in a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Barely ever. The album just came out, nothing but exotic-looking women. Keep it real. So, now, Dr. Umar, he puts it out there as if, because he's pro-black now.
Yeah, he's pro-black. Yeah, exactly.
Pro-black, so he's not having all that extra exotic and all that. He wants the woman with her hair nappy, just natural, no makeup, this, that, and the third. Which, nothing is wrong with that. So his beef, I believe, with Kevin is the fact that it looks as though he's bashing women.
Right.
And
not just women, black women.
Black women. Yeah. And I done saw some early episodes where he be bashing men. Because his show started out with him talking to men.
Right.
So I still, in my opinion, and this is his digital radio, in my opinion, and yours, that I think he could lighten the delivery, but I think it's best he tell the truth if he's trying to genuinely help them. And this is, I'm speaking to most of the women that want high value men. See what I'm saying? Because I think the ones that understand who they are and they meet a good man, and regardless of where they are on his 1 to 10 scale, doesn't really matter, because love is love. So I see that from your point saying that. That's going to happen out here. That's just life. You know, everybody, it's only like, what, 10%? I can't remember the exact percentage he said, but it's not many high value men even out here.
Right.
Your average black man makes $40,000+ a year. So it's like, it's not many of them. That's why you only see in the media and television and people that have money and are rich, you only see these people. You only see that beautiful woman, because majority is living their life. They just living how they live. That's my take on it.
Right.
So let's go to a commercial, folks. One of the sponsors, Kano the Don, The Vibe Show, 97.9 FM. Check it out.
Money, money, money.
Whoa, 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 97.9 FM, The Vibe Show, Kano the Don. Check him out. He's doing big things. Check him out. Have you ever watched the Kano the Don show, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think I caught a couple of them.
What'd you think about it?
Oh, yeah, he be talking some real ish.
Yeah, he have pretty nice guests on there, too. He interviews quite a few people.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I think who was that? Was it somebody from Bone Thugs?
Yeah. I forget his name. But yeah, he has quite a few, man. I think he just had maybe a week ago, from Kid and Play, he had Play on there.
Okay.
And they had a pretty good conversation. I saw a little bit of that.
Okay.
Cool. So did you hear about Bill Gates and Melinda Gates' divorce?
Yeah, I heard about it. This is, it was 25 years in, something of that nature?
Yeah, 25, 26, something like that.
And
why would they get divorced at this point, you think?
I mean, you know, let's just be real. Like, I think a lot of white people, you know, when they get divorced, they wait till the kids graduate in college and, you know, they'll stick it out, you know,
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they make it make sense, I guess.
Hmm.
So, you know, for as long as it looks good to the people in their circle, they'll stick it out.
Right. And
when they no longer care about the circle or whatever the case, they, you know, they just go ahead and let it go. You know, I think they do it in a more, you know, kind of like calculated way.
Hmm.
Versus other cultures might just go ahead and just pull the plug.
Yeah, because it's so odd, you know, they both are extremely wealthy.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's not about money, because I think I just read that the day the divorce was filed, I think she filed it, he gave her $1.8 billion in stocks.
Wow.
The very same day.
Mm.
So I'm wondering if, I'm just throwing this out here, people. I don't know anything of this, but I'm just throwing this out here for, you know. A lot of people have said, like, Bill Gates is like somewhat evil or something like that, that he had some type of ulterior plan for humanity.
Right, right.
What if she just figured, like, I'm sick of this. Like, this man is evil. Maybe right. She just woke up one day and said, I can't keep doing this. I don't know.
And, you know, like what do you call a conspiracy theory?
Yeah, yeah.
They plotted it all, the whole scene, you know.
Right, right.
You know, it's just so many what ifs.
Yeah, yeah. But I really don't think people give a damn.
No, it's not. You know, the divorce rate has become so common. It's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, it used to kind of like affect a community. Then in the household. Now it just probably just affect the individual or may not affect the individual.
And I'm going to go left again. Did you know only 1 in 4 black women get married?
Wow. I didn't know that.
1 in 4.
Mm.
And it makes you wonder. It just makes it, you know, it just puts that thought in my head, like, what? The narrative has switched so much with this whole independent woman thing and all this kind of stuff that women feel as though they don't need a man.
Right.
And I think that's why that number is 1 in 4, in my opinion. And again, people, please leave, when you watch this on the rebroadcast, leave a comment. Cuss me out if you think I'm saying something stupid. I don't care. But leave a comment, like, subscribe, share the video. Because again, I say we ain't going nowhere. You know, we here to stay. We up and we stuck there. So let's move on. Okay. Quando Rondo.
Hmm.
Now, Jimmy, you be pretty fluent in this. You're a little younger than I am.
Right.
So, What is Quando Rondo doing? I mean, after the whole King Von thing, he tried to go on what's that lip service?
Angela Yee. Yeah.
And it looked as though he was trying to clean it up, but he was just shot at, I believe, after he did a show somewhere here in Georgia.
Yep.
So tell the people how that went, because you really be into that. You know, he had just left the show. They said he wasn't at the scene, but somebody in his camp did get shot.
Got shot in the hand, right.
And had to go to the hospital.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to put a spin on it real fast. Is Georgia, Atlanta, turning into Chicago?
Oh.
I mean, because they have a lot of shootings, man.
Right.
A lot of shootings. It's like it increases, like every year, it just gets worse and worse. And I'm wondering if it's going to get to the point of a Chicago.
Right.
What's your thought?
You know, for
living, and you're from Georgia.
Right. See what I'm saying? Right. So from living in Atlanta, you know, I would say that, you know, as time progressed, it got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
Before, you know, you hear, you know, shootings and, you know, certain areas, certain hot spots. But mm-hmm. now it's become so frequent, you know, it's more so like a pastime. Mm-hmm. I've never really been in Chicago like that, but I heard a lot about Chicago.
Mm-hmm. And
it's like Chicagoans shoot for fun. You know?
Yeah, it's really a game. It's a game.
If they got a gun, they're going to shoot. So,
yeah.
And, you know, I'm starting to see, you know, the news flooded with more killings and shootings and
horrible.
You know, whereas, you know, 10, 20 years ago, it wasn't as, you know, it wasn't as bad. It was still, you know, it's a major city, so you have crime and things of that nature. But the killing is like, you know, I think the younger generations more so don't really care right. about another life in a sense.
Yeah, and
or taking another life, if you would.
Yeah, I mean, they. I don't think they value life for real like that.
Right.
And that leads me into the next one. Another, I believe, Georgia native, YFN Lucci.
Right.
Indicted. Atlanta rapper among group facing 105 charges.
Sheesh.
See, that sounds like some Chicago shit to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Damn, 105 charges? I mean, they list the charges. There's so many charges. Gun violations.
Yeah.
Allegedly murder.
Yeah.
And all these different, I mean, just charge after charge after charge after charge. So I can kind of tie these in together to like wow, is this really the case? Right. That this is turning into, like, literally Chicago.
Right. And I would say this, too, is like, I think a lot of celebrities get the misconception that you're untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
When you reach celebrity status or whatnot,
mm-hmm.
you're still a person at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, great. I mean, you got the money to probably finagle your way through the justice system, but at the end of the day, you do a crime, then you're going to do some type of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know?
And so, you know, I mean, it's like, you know,
I just hope it doesn't turn into that, because I really like Atlanta.
Right.
I really do. And it's a big difference from Chicago, because that's, you know, I'm from Chicago. So, but I grew up like that type of violence was almost normal because it was everywhere you went.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I tell a quick story real fast, people. I was in high school, probably like sophomore, and I went to a high school called Near North, Career Metropolitan High School. It was in the middle, basically, of Cabrini Green.
Mm.
And I would catch the bus from the west side, North Avenue bus, all the way down, which was into the, not too far actually from the lakefront, you know, what was hot. But anyway, so one day I'm on the bus, taking the bus back home, and I'm sitting by the back of the bus window. Nice day too, nice summer day. And as you go down that North Avenue route, you ride through a Hispanic neighborhood, you ride through Asian neighborhood, and then the next thing, it would be majority Black, where I lived at my grandmother's house on the west side. Mm-hmm. So we traveling through this Hispanic neighborhood and the bus stops at a light. So I'm sitting by the back window and I see this guy and he's throwing up gang signs. So I'm just looking at him because I'm not no gang or nothing. So I'm looking at him, I'm like, so then after that, I try not to look at him. I'm like, I'm not finna do this today. So the bus pulls off. This is when the buses in Chicago had a big back window. So I look out the back window and here he comes running down the middle of the street with a baseball bat. He running like fast as he could run. And the bus was coming up to another light and the light turned red. So he caught up to the bus. I'm still steadily trying to watch him. And he comes around the side. And all I remember is he reaches back with that baseball bat and hits that big back window on the window on the side where I was sitting. So as he did that, I jumped up and glass just started. It was all over my back, all of that. So I ended up jumping off the bus and somebody else jumped off the bus too. And we just start running. We just stopped running, you know what I'm saying, as fast as we can run. And running, and then the police pulled up, put us in the car, took us back to the bus, because they thought we had hit the window.
Oh, okay.
Me and the other guy. So when we got back to the bus, the people on the bus was like, no, they were on the bus, this, that, and the third. And from there, had to catch another bus and keep it moving. Wow. So I'm saying all this to say that was like normal, very normal. You know, and I've seen a lot of worse things, but we'll say that for another show. But very normal. So now that I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, this to some degree, because I don't frequent all the areas, you know what I'm saying? Like really what they so-called say, the bad areas, I don't really frequent them areas. So I don't really see that type of violence.
Right.
So that's why I'm saying, I hope it just chills.
Yeah.
Because it's really nice. You know what I'm saying? Gwinnett County, you know, Snellville, all these different places, you know, Alpharetta, Peachtree City. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's my story on that. We're going to go to another sponsor. This is Miriam Boykins, and we're going to get up out of here after this.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in, and as you come in, please share and spread the love as you come in. My name is Miriam. I'm an independent consultant with Paparazzi Accessories, and I'm here to show you guys some fabulous $5 bling. Stop texting me, stop calling me. You made your choice and I already said goodbye. Stop texting me, stop calling me. Our love is taking a ride for the last night.
Okay, that's Miriam Boykins. She sells jewelry, as you can see, very affordable. Go over to her Facebook, check her out. I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find something that you like. So, Jimmy, anything else you can think of that you want to touch on?
No, not at the moment.
All right, folks.
Probably something I can touch on tomorrow's show or something like that.
You know? Absolutely, absolutely. So, folks, we're going to get out of here. You guys have a good evening. Be safe. Keep wearing your mask.
Yeah, keep wearing them.
Don't be tricked.
Oh. No. I take that back. Did you hear about the dude that stole the COVID-19 vaccine?
No.
He's going to take it to a lab to see what's all in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Wait to hear what's that? The results.
Like what's in it, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to know that. Send me that story after we get off.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
So we need to talk about that further tomorrow.
Yeah.
But so, ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy's IG is on the screen. Follow him. Mine is on the screen. Also, go over to the Roku channel and go to Visual Dramatics and check out Andre's Kitchen Episode 1. It's in the coming soon. So check that out. Leave a comment over there. Leave a comment here. Let me know what you think. And again, have a good evening. Be safe. And we out of here.
Most definitely.